This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Let's finish this hour with something other than power outages and wildfires, sort of. In the studio with me is the award-winning mystery writer, Katrina McPherson, who lives in Davis. And in fact, Davis has experienced power shutoffs at different times. I don't know what unfolded this weekend, but hi, Katrina. How are you?
I'm very well.
Davis has had rough weather, has its own power situation, but you've been caught in a little bit of it, haven't you?
Yeah, we were out for 20 hours on the 6th. Was it the 6th at the start of the month there? And then we had that surprise half hour of darkness on Saturday when we were just about to go to the steakhouse in Winters for my mother's birthday, and everything went dark. And then it all came back, which made the steak extra delicious.
Well, so. Happy birthday to Mom, too. Are you prepared? Do you have a standby generator?
We haven't got a generator, but we're prepared now. We've got lots of lamps and water because we've got a well, so we've got no water when the power goes out, and a camp stove. And Neil, my husband, went out and bought Spam. For some reason, he just went straight back to being a scout on a hillside somewhere. So we've got tins of Spam.
It's so funny. You write these detective novels, the Dandy Gilbert series, back to the 1930s.
Yeah,
and in some ways, life is throwing us back to time, 100 years ago.
Yeah, we've got the big bucket of toilet flushing water. That's what makes me feel slightly hard done by, I'm afraid.
You have a couple books being released at the same time.
I know, not by choice.
One is a standalone mystery, two in the Dandy Gilbert series, and you just said not by choice. How did this all happen?
Oh, well, completely separate publishers. So one's Minotaur and one's Quercus, and they put them into their schedules, and here we go. They're 2 weeks apart. I mean, I'm happy, but I'm not sure I would have done exactly this.
What is your writing pace? What's typical for you in a year?
Three books a year, so 2,000 words a day, 5 days a week. In theory, every 10 weeks there should be a first draft. And then I've got a big edit coming. I tried to do, for a book that's coming out next year, I tried to do something structurally quite adventurous for me. And I've got a huge edit to do now, but I'll do it.
What about losing power? Are you a longhand writer at all, or are you completely gadget dependent?
I am gadget dependent, but one time when I had a broken arm, I wrote in with ink in a notebook. So I just charge up, and then I was at the edge of the outage, so we could just go to, I think we went to Vacaville and charged everything. There were lots of people with cables in Panda Express in Vacaville.
Where we gather, right?
Yes.
Where we gather. I am a fan, as you know, of your standalone mysteries. I think you're able to pull some of the most unique inspiration and weave them into some very scary stories sometime. Let's talk about Strangers at the Gate.
Oh, yes, it is. It's pretty dark. I mean, it's literally dark. It's set in a very narrow, deep valley with no sunlight in the winter. And it takes place over a week in the winter when a young woman is dragged. I just thought of this in the green room. She's dragged away from where she's always lived by her husband for his job.
Well, hello. Does that sound familiar?
But only about 40 miles. And things look too good to be true. He gets a wonderful job. She gets a wonderful job. They get a free gate lodge cottage, and the things are looking too good to be true for the usual reason.
Maybe that was an unfair joke toward your husband, because he did pull you across the pond, as they say, and then across the country to come to Davis from... Your birth home was?
Scotland, yeah.
Edinburgh. But the little town.
Oh, Queensferry. Queensferry, mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, being dragged to California is a bit different from being dragged down to this dark valley where bodies pile up.
You wrote a happy character in this book. You have a really good person and a happy family.
I did, yes. I wrote a happy marriage and a functional family. I wrote a close, happy, loving family. And a good person. Finny Lamb is a good person. It was quite a surprise. There are lots of other people as well, but I did it. Yeah.
So that book came out October 22nd. Again, it's Strangers at the Gate, like all the others. I really love your standalone mysteries. But there are two Dandy Gilvers, number 13 and number 14. Number 13 is being released on the day of a book event that you have coming up.
Yes, on the Tuesday, the 5th of November, A Step So Grave is being released in the US, and I'm going to Capital Books on Quay at 6 p.m. that night to celebrate it.
That bookstore is right next to the Crest Theatre.
Yes.
For people who know downtown Sacramento. It's just been open about 6 months. Lovely little bookstore. So that opening is happening. Meanwhile, your next Andy Gilver, the 14th book in the series, won't have its US debut for a while, but it is coming out soon in the UK.
It's coming out in the UK. Yeah, things are not quite in step. But then, given how flustered I get when two books come out at the same time, I'm kind of glad things are not absolutely in step. It's a bit of breathing space.
The Agatha mystery style story of Dandy Gilver and the character herself, it's evolved a little bit over the 13, 14 books.
Yes, she has. It was quite bright to the point of brittle. It was very mannered, I think, to start with. I mean, I'm still fond of those books, but they were just puzzles with some archetypical characters in them. And now, as we get closer to the Second World War and as the relationships deepen, I think it's more shaded. I think. Yeah. Although there are still funny bits in them.
The book that's coming out later is called The Turning Tide Book. And the one that's being released on the 5th is
A Step So Grave, set at a wedding. Around a, in the build-up to a wedding, which
great
is a lovely structure.
For yeah. The setting of the book. Can you say anything about the big edit that you have and what's coming?
Yes, it's for a book which it's another standalone, and it's a book that I'm calling A Gingerbread House. I don't know if the publishers will let me call it that, but I love that title. And everybody who's heard it so far said, yeah, possibly. And it's got lots of narrators. It's got four different narrators, which I don't usually do. I usually climb into one person's head and stay there. So that's what's pushed me slightly beyond my comfort zone. And I just need to do a bit of a spit and polish on it.
So Katrina McPherson giving all of you a choice of books, or you can get an armful all at once. She will be at Capital Books next to the Crest Theatre in downtown Sacramento on November 5th at 6 p.m. There's much more on our website. Some great photos, too, on the website that were inspiring
you.
To the books. Thank you. This was a short conversation, but I appreciate you being here on a day that's filled with a lot of other tougher news.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and thank you for what you're doing about that tougher news.
All right, be safe.
Thank you.
That is, again, Katrina McPherson, and that's Insight for today. There's much more coming throughout the week. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us.